The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m. and 92.5 FM. Now here's your host, Jay Garvin's.
This segment is brought to you by Empire Title, Bill McAfee, your best of the best Colorado Springs gold winner. Well, welcome, radio and podcast listeners. I am your friend, Jay Garvin's, coming to you. Hopefully, you're all around the Pikes Peak region, maybe around the state, and possibly even around the country. I am right here in the studios on 8th Street at KRDO, and what a blessing it was to get a little bit of rain. We've had a very rainy summer, but we had a couple week stall of hot weather and no rain. I literally am going to St. Louis to drop off my son immediately after this show, so we'll see if the 80-degree weather feels all that bad when we get into St. Louis, where it's supposed to be 100 degrees. But if you're hearing my voice for the very first time, this is the Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, where you can get a hold of me, the host, immediately at 719-330-1457. A shout out to Jeremy, actually reached out to me as I was promoting the exclusive screening movie event of Sound of Freedom. And if you have an interest, if you want to come to make a difference, if you haven't seen The Sound of Freedom, a movie about child trafficking, human trafficking, a horrific conversation and subject, I have a great limited seat only, complimentary viewing, private event. Call me 719-330-1457. It's on Saturday, the 16th of September. Very excited. A lot of wonderful local and national nonprofits that help curb human trafficking, specifically child abduction. But today, I already have laid out an amazing, detailed mortgage and real estate conversation for you. Feel free to call me, like I said, at 719-330-1457, not only to get added to my movie event on Saturday, the 16th of September, but also just to walk you through and help you with your next mortgage transaction, purchase or refinance. I'm going to be talking about that today, and I've got an amazing friend, a very stalwart professional, and also a radio show host, Justin Hermes of Real Estate Realities, coming on the show today to talk with me on this subject. Matt is getting out his band equipment right now, so I'm going to need to hear the drum roll, my friend. Today's conversation with you, the listener, is winning in a high interest rate environment. Pop. There you heard it. Now I'm going to break this down into two different segments. I am going to do half of the conversation on how to win with your budget and your expenditures in a high interest rate environment. And then Justin Hermes and I are going to talk about how to purchase a home successfully, how to win when you're purchasing a home in a high interest rate environment. Now, if we have extra time, I'm going to delve into the subject with him about succeeding as a seller in listing your property, because I listed one of my properties earlier this summer, fully expecting that I would sell it for $475,000 to $500,000, and I did not. We're going to talk about why my activity on my house in Divine Redeemer right here in Colorado Springs, Pikes Peak region did not rent. I believe it is a God thing because I ended up renting that property with literally almost a 25% increase in one adjustment, which I've never even come close to in my 15 years as a landlord. But all of these subjects will directly benefit you. Now, first thing I want to do is I want to just review what's going on in the economic federal picture right now that rates are so incredibly high. And then I'm going to jump right into how to buy or how to win, because what do winners want to do? Winners just want to win. And then after we get done winning, regardless of the environment around us, we just keep winning. And that's what I want to help you do. But what is the environment right now? The fact of the matter is that by this time last year, I was predicting rates would go up and then they would stabilize during the springtime and then they would start to come down as inflation came down in the second half of 2023. Well, the Fed Reserve with Jay, get out your Uzis, Powell, increased rates. That's what happens when you get an attorney rather than an economist. That's the chairman of the Federal Reserve. And then you've got Janet Yellen, who's best known for her haircut.
Oh, no,
who is in charge of the Treasury. And they kept increasing the interest rates so inflation would start to taper and eventually fall. Well, it tapered and it fell. So why did we have another rate increase where now rates across the board nationally are at 7.25%? That's because of the Fitch downgrade of U.S. credit. Print that much money in the trillions, your credit as a nation's going to get downgraded. All of the bank failures, the regional banks stretching, all of those things have continued to put pressure on the interest rate. So don't go anywhere. I'm going to tell you the one thing we need to see change before rates settle or come down. Call me during the break at 719-330-1457. If you're a Ramsey or a Jay Garvin's or a Churchill Mortgage Tribal member, I want to get you a ticket, complimentary ticket for Sound of Freedom, a movie event that I'm doing on Saturday, the 16th of November. Come prepared to make a change, but call me at 719-330-1457. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
I had a dream, but it turned to dust. What I thought was love, that must have been lust. I was leaving this town when the walls fell in. When I banged my head, I looked like a joker. Turned around, fate must have woke up, cause lady love, she was waiting outside the door.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage Jedi, Jay Garvin's.
This segment brought to you by locally owned Rocky Mountain Climate, a family-owned business.
Hey, where's the beef?
Meet. Welcome back. I am Jay Garvin's, your host, also a licensed loan originator, coming and having the conversation with you today about winning in a high interest rate environment. You can get a hold of me directly at 719-330-1457. Please call me. I can help you and your family, especially if you're a single or just a couple, win in that environment. Make money while you're getting settled at the Space Force, the Peterson, Schriever, or Fort Carson, Air Force Academy, all of those areas. If you have VA eligibility, I am a retired Army veteran myself. I've used my VA over the years. And here's where we are, folks. I moved into Colorado Springs in 1996, April of 96. I bought an expensive, top-of-the-line, 2,000-square-foot, two-story house with an unfinished basement from Classic Homes when Jeff Smith was still selling behind the desk in his branch off of Garden of the Gods, introduced me to Roger Cavender, who was the president of Classic Mortgage. It actually was Terry and his wife Kathy, my real estate agents, that introduced, and I got into a Classic Home in Cheyenne Meadows for $120,000, and I was doing the happy dance, my friends, for getting a VA loan for 7.5%. And everything worked out fine for me. I had one of my clients and veterans freak out because we are at 7.25% on a VA rate just because people think that 2% or 3% is normal, and it's not. That's what happens when you arbitrarily kick down the Treasury rates and the Fed's benchmark rates because of the fake Wuhan virus that was blown out of proportion in the COVID-19 pandemic. Still tragic, but it didn't affect mainstream population at all, and we shut it down, printed money, printed as much money in those 4 years between 2020, well, really, and 2023, we just finished it, as much as we printed during the entire World War II conflict in both theaters. For what? For a mask and a stay at home from school day? Those rates are gone forever. And they actually were dangerous because they skyrocketed the value of a home. But now what are you left to do? If you're a military member and you have VA eligibility, just like Kentrell did, you can buy a house, no money down. If you're prior military and you have any disability of 10% or more, all of your VA fees are waived. And I'm telling you right now, that way for me, when I bought that house in 1996 in Cheyenne Meadows, I kept it for 13 years and sold it for $220,000 and almost doubled, had $100,000 tax-free as a soldier with no money down. I took that money, that cash, immediately reinstated my VA eligibility on a purchase up by Ivy Wild and bought a $385,000 house in 2012. Now, in 2017, 5 years later, I turned it into a rental and investment property for two more years. And in 2019, I bought that house for $385,000 and sold it for $585,000, another $200,000 cash that I made. That interest rate, when I purchased it, was 4.25%. Then when I sold it, I took all of that money and rolled it into a house in the Broadmoor on Polo and bought that house for $725,000. And that house is worth over $1.4 million now, all on VA eligibility. Any down payment that I made on the subsequent two homes at the end was equity that I built from year zero. And now I'm 56 years old. Before I'm 60, my wife and I have $400,000 left on that house. We'll own it outright. That house will be a minimum of $1.5 million by then, even if the market stays flat. That's $1.5 million for using VA eligibility. No money out of my pocket over the years of 1996 and call it 2026. So for 30 years, that's $1.5 million of wealth created only because of my VA eligibility. And if you look at that, folks, and divide that out, divided by 30, that's over $50,000 a year, every single year for 30 years, retroactively, because I used a benefit that nobody else in the country has. So if you're a listener and you have an adult child, a neighbor, a brother, a sister, that's a veteran who has not used their VA eligibility, have them call me now, because you can win in a real estate purchase environment right now, even in the high interest rate situation we're in. Here's the second one, and then I'm going to go into how to win with your budget and your monthly unsecured debt situation in a high interest rate environment. But if you're a first-time home buyer as a vet, right now I'm looking in Colorado Springs with over 30 properties, mostly in the downtown area, which is good, in the area, the elbow of Peterson and Fort Carson, 30 of them that are under $300,000. After 2021, all of these houses were gone and selling for $300,000 or $350,000. There is a window of opportunity here where it doesn't matter if you're paying $200 to $400 more every month in your payment due to a high interest rate, folks. If you're getting the house $30,000 to $50,000 below the peak market in 2021 and the very beginning of 2022, it's simple to do the math. If you take $50,000 divided by an increased monthly payment of $500 because you have a 6% or 7% interest rate rather than a 3% or 4% interest rate, you simply take $50,000 divided by 500, and that's 100 months, which means you're ahead of the financial game. If you marry your home but date your interest rate on your mortgage, you're going to be ahead for 100 months, which is more than 8 years. And I can't tell you if interest rates will go down next year in 2024, but I can absolutely guarantee you to 100% confidence that interest rates are going to go down dramatically within the next 8 years. And dramatically means from 7.25% that they are today all the way down to probably 4.25% again, at least to 5.25%. And then that allows you to refinance. So you're dating your rate. You can refinance that. Well, Jay, I don't want to start all over again. You don't have to. You can dramatically improve your interest rate and go to a 15-year mortgage and probably stay even or even improve from where you are now. It's so much better to knock off years of your mortgage that you owe rather than several hundred dollars in savings, because 90% of you listening, maybe 50% on this station, but 90% of the people around us will allow that savings to just evaporate in their budget. And that's why I want to talk to you about the next way you can win in an inflationary environment. This is actually looking at your overall budget and consider a debt consolidation refinance. Now, here's the reality, and these are actual scenarios, my friend. Right now, the reality is, this is all fact. You can look at the charts. The charts of United States savings was at like 10% in 2017 and 2018. Once we hit COVID and people could not go out because you're restricted, you're masked up at home, couldn't go to school or work, working remote, stimulus checks were given, PPP checks, all of these things, and people had limited opportunities to spend. So savings rate almost doubled from 10% up to 17, almost 20%. An individual said, you know what? I'm just going to knock off the balances of my credit card debt. At the same time, credit card debt was at a median level nationwide in 2018. And right during COVID, as it was climbing, it immediately decreased dramatically because record level savings, because of extra money given to Americans with nothing else changing in their life, no real means to spend it, especially for those that were not getting Amazon and remote delivery packages to their house. But then as soon as the federal government, this administration, continued to give out different stimulus packages that were not needed, I mean, talking to you about the Inflation Reduction Act, that was just a total farce, my friends, that created more inflationary hedges. And then this last one with the budget and the ceiling, that had more false savings indicators. And then inflation started to skyrocket. And when inflation skyrocketed, we now have debt and unsecured payments at an all-time high in America. So to win in a high interest rate environment, if you've got no unsecured debt at all, like Dave Ramsey would help you do through the 7 baby steps, and you own a house with a low interest rate, you're absolutely golden and you have more equity. There's 43% median equity across the board nationally. That's why we're not going to have a housing bubble, because we have over 40% equity. But now you individuals that have unsecured debt, if you have a credit card, that's not at 19 to 22% anymore. That's at 25 to 31%. If you have a line of equity on your house, that's not 3 or 4% anymore. That's 7 to 8 to 9%. If you have an installment loan, like on your refrigerator or your couch, it's not at 6 or 8% anymore. That's at 10 to 14%. So if you have a 3 or 4% on your house, you may be able to brag with your friends. But if you have $20,000 or more of unsecured debt, I guarantee you your blended interest rate on all your debt is above 10%. You're the individual that I want to talk to. If you've got an adult child or a friend or a neighbor for sure that you know that has unsecured debt, if you have $30,000 or $40,000 of credit card, literally before you get to your destination, pull over and call me at 719-330-1457. If more importantly, I'm going to talk to Justin about how to win, how to purchase as a buyer in this environment right now and still come out ahead. So don't go anywhere. Call me at 719-330-1457. 330-1457 or go to churchillcolorado.com, Colorado Springs team, and I'll talk with you, tell you details after the break. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m. and 92.5 FM. We're back now. Here's Jay Garvin's.
This segment is brought to you by Arrow Moving and Storage. Well, welcome back. I'm Jay Garvin's, your friend, home and mortgage conversation, where today I'm having a conversation with you about winning in a high interest rate environment. Yes, winning, winning, and just keep winning, because that's what we're going to do. Even real estate agents, I have to get all pumped up.
We want to pump you up.
We're finally breaking through to you, the radio listener, and the Churchill client and the Dave Ramsey, that in a high interest rate environment, you actually can win, because as a buyer, it's certainly not an even playing field. I'm going to talk with Justin about this, but at least it's nudging in a little bit of a direction that sellers aren't kicking sand in your face anymore, and buyers at least have a place at the table. What think you, Justin Hermes?
Jay, thanks for having me on, man. I appreciate it.
You just did a conversation about this on your show.
Yeah, I mean, you just got to be more creative as the interest rates get higher. You know, we did a deal together.
Let's talk about Cantrell. That's right on my list.
Yeah. We did a deal together a couple weeks ago, and then you did one for Carl Schlurf, you know, a couple weeks before that.
Before
the same
that
type of home.
Let's explain it. I mean, slow and in layman's term for the listener, because if you're listening right now and you're frustrated about your 401k, you're frustrated about your traditional investments, because you can literally go get a CD now, a 12-month CD that earns 5 to 6%, and you're not getting anywhere near that in your 401k or your IRA. Let's walk through this deal, because I don't even think Cantrell even realizes what we gave and what we did for him. Just a young military kid, no money down, and walk me through it.
Yeah, so basically the deals that work now is you buy a house that's built in the really 60s, 70s rancher with the stairs going right out the back from the basement, and you just toss up a wall, you put a kitchenette in the basement, you put a hot plate, and so there's no 220 down there. It's not an actual duplex, right? So you don't have to have the zoning for it, because you're not putting a range in the basement, which qualifies as an additional dwelling unit. And what I tell people is, you know, you can put a door in too instead of doing drywall, and if you don't tick off the neighbors, they're never going to call you on this.
Yeah.
And even if they did, you could say, hey, I'm going to put everyone on one lease, and it's a bunch of roommates living there with a door to the basement. That stays locked. So there's ways around it. We were able to work the washer dryer in as a common area. Carl bought one on Sherman, and Cantrell bought his on East LaSalle. No, that's, in my opinion, the next Patty Jewett, is right by the neighborhood Walmart off of Union and Constitution. That area is going to be really, really hot, because Patty Jewett's already, that ship sailed. You know, I mean, you can't find any deals in Patty Jewett. So you got to find
the next
Patty Jewett. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And these homes are big. I mean, they're 2,000 square feet. So 4-bed, 2-bath. So then you got a 2-1 up, 2-1 down, 1,600 for rent up top, 1,300 for rent down below. That's 2,900 at cash flows, rather than looking at it and going, all right, what can I rent it for? 2,100. And you go, well, I don't have any cash flow. Split it into a duplex. And actually, we did this with Wayne Givens a while ago, and he went to the city and asked for R2 zoning, and they gave it to him, because both these deals on Sherman and East LaSalle and on Wayne's, they back to an alley, right? And so you can put a garage in the back easily down the road. People can come, the downstairs people can come through the back, upstairs comes through the front. And he went to the city and they said, well, yeah, we need more affordable housing. Of course, we'll change this into R2. Well, guess
what? Especially
when
you have R2 in the region. And think of this, folks, you have two bedrooms at least and one bathroom on each floor. And Justin's talking about long-term rental and maybe doing R2 or just using a hot plate. But you also can occupy it, and as an owner-occupied property, regardless of what the regulation here with the ordinance of STR short-term rental is, you can put someone down into your lower basement on short-term rental, and that's like a raindrop on a hot plate because short-term rental in this city is limited.
Yeah, no, exactly. You can do that too while you're there, but when you move out, it works, and it's like Wayne, he got the zoning because they need more affordable housing, and especially when you back to the alley, it's not a density issue. And so, you know, his is worth probably $490 now just by getting the zoning changed and making actual R2. That's what duplexes are going for. So that's what I've been telling people. Get in, create, get a single family home for $350 or below, turn it into a duplex, and then down the road, if you want to sell it and make some real good money, then get the zoning changed through the city. Chances are pretty good they'll do it.
Yep. And you're even at 6-7%, because we're teaching you how to do this when you live in it. You move into it, convert it, just like Kentrell is doing, put half as a rental, stay in it at least a year or more. I mean, based on your budget, you may stay there 3 to 5 years, but then you can cash flow or get way below prevailing rent. I mean, Kentrell's no money down with VA still had a $2,500 and change principal, interest, tax, and insurance. And like you said, with the $1,600 and $1,300, that cash flows all day long. And then you just sit back for 10 years and watch your equity rebuild and skyrocket again.
Yeah, exactly. And you're not even talking all the tax write-offs that come with it. There's opportunities out there. I've just been telling people you got to buy a townhouse below 275, single family below 350, and then forget about traditional duplex, forget about a fourplex, forget about a triplex. Those deals are, I mean, fourplexes are still going for 750 when they hit the market and they're cash buyers. But if you're financing at 750, you're going to be negative. So
you just can't buy
fourplexes. And anyway, they're got 8,000 units under construction. Why would you want to? We're telling all our investors.
8,000 fourplex units?
8,000 multifamily units coming under in the next year. So I've been telling people just hang tight and don't get in the multifamily deal because there's going to be a huge correction there and too much competition. So get a single family home, as these millennials aren't going to be able to afford home ownership. They're going to want the next best thing. That's renting a home, not a luxury apartment downtown. I think they're missing the mark with the luxury apartments downtown. I really do.
Yeah, I think because they're nothing more than just standard apartments where they're cranking in the dollars per doors and what type of response they can get. A couple side notes. One, when you're winning in real estate, Justin, we've had probably 2 months of more than 8 clients that have really been hammered upside the head with skyrocketing and inflationary HOA dues. Have you seen that?
Oh, yeah, it's terrible. HOAs are tough right now. And
going from 200 to 600.
Oh, yeah. Well, and, yeah, Hearthwood, we picked up one to manage over there. That's right off of Maysland and Academy. And they just slapped an assessment of $3,000 a year for the next 10 years or increase HOA dues from $285 to $600. And their retaining walls are failing, so you can't get an insurance claim on that. That really hurts.
I've got a client that's in that right now, Carol, that we're trying to get her out of it.
Yeah. Yeah, we sold it to her.
Yeah. And it's nothing that we did. In fact, I encouraged her to sell last year, and she was like, I should have.
Yeah.
But we still might get her into a single-family home.
Yeah.
But that's a side note.
Well, it's tough. It's tough to get out of those, though, too, because
she's got to pay. We're clearing out the $40,000 special assessment fee for her, and she's a positive individual. She actually told me to tell you hello, Carol, if you're listening. And she knows the big picture that, you know, just like you and I thought, and I think a lot you want the Lord Jesus or the Holy Spirit to lead you, because you and I were for sure that my house and Patty Jewett and Divine Redeemer, rather, was going to sell, and it wasn't God's plan. And I ended up, I ended up not being able to sell it. We'll sell it eventually. But for me to go from a rent adjustment from $1,725 to $2,325 in one adjustment, Justin, is unheard of. And then less than 2 weeks later, they announce the Space Force is here.
Yeah.
And you called that. You said it's got to end up here. I was real hesitant. I thought Huntsville was going to get it.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look at that, just taking 1725 divided by 2325, that's a 32% increase in one adjustment where it's hard to sell your house right now. It's even hard to buy it, but rents are skyrocketing and settling out right underneath what it is to buy a property right now. Because if you get a $350,000 house and you don't expect to split it out like Kentrell did, you'd never have to pay $2,500 to rent that house.
No, that same house will rent for $2,100.
$2,100, yeah. So he had $400 over and you taught him how to succeed. So in the last minute, how do folks get a hold of you and what would you leave him with parting advice?
Yeah, just give me a call on my cell, 719-232-1063, 232-1063. My advice would be... hold on to your properties right now. Don't sell. We're in the middle of a correction, and I think you need to keep it. Hold for the next 2 to 3 years until times get a little bit better, because it's going to decline, in my opinion, you know, even quicker as these months go on, you know. So a lot of variables out there, but I don't think it's a good time to sell. I think you got to hold and wait for the upswing again.
Yep, and that means, like Justin said, even if you hold it a year or two, you still can get capital gains exemption if you've been in it 2 of the last 5 years. If you have a line of equity, folks, I'm not immune to this. I teach in my classes and I have the conversation on my radio program. Let me tell you the story after the break, how I let a line of equity on my house get away from me. So give us a call, Justin at his number.
719-232-1063.
Or myself, and we'll walk through. Don't go anywhere. I'm going to finish the conversation about winning in a high interest rate environment. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin's.
We want to pop you up.
Well, thanks for sticking with me. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show. I'm finishing the conversation today with you about winning in a high interest rate environment. And I told you before the break that I got into trouble myself as the teacher, the instructor, with a line of equity. In 2019, 2020, 2021, and before, when interest rates on line of equities were literally at 3%, you could go to a credit union and get it. I kept it. I built it up to build some townhomes, and then I paid it off when we sold them all. Was sitting at zero, and then I had an amazing opportunity to buy a house in Tennessee. I didn't want to sell another house. So I used that line of equity to the tune of a couple $100,000, and no big deal at all. I put more than $100,000 down, used less than $200,000 on my line of equity, bought a great house that rented for $1,850 a month right away in Franklin, Tennessee, and I had to pay $800 a month. I think it started at $675, $600 to $800, and we were still cash flowing, no problem. But I couldn't even keep up with how fast the increases in the Fed funding rate with Jay Powell of the Federal Reserve, 0.75 point. Next month, 0.75 point. Next month, 0.75 point. In 2022, when inflation started to really skyrocket, my payment went from $600 to $800 to $1,000 to $1,200. I'm now at a zero balance on that line of equity. I have paid it down. But that sits at 8.5%. It literally went up almost 5 percentage points up to where it was $2,000 more than we were collecting. So if you're in that situation, you've got to get a plan. Now, by the grace of God, I didn't have to refinance my property because I cashed out some non-retirement deferred assets. But if you have $50,000 on a line of equity or more that literally now, I guarantee you folks, is sitting at 7 to 9%, if not higher. If you've got unsecured credit cards, I can walk through with you right now where I can show you that your blended interest rate is as much as 10%. And I don't care if you have a 3 or 4% primary mortgage, because if you've got $30,000 or $40,000 of unsecured debt and that's dangling between 9% and 29%, you can readjust your mortgage, even limit the term, maybe a 25-year mortgage term, save up to $1,500 a month in interest that you would pay to unsecured debt. Now, because you do a consolidation refinance, your net savings on your monthly budget is minus $1,500 because you've got all of your credit cards that you're paying minimum balances on that are gone. You not only save the $1,500, but you also have the tax-deductible interest that immediately comes off of the top of your salary earning as well. And now when you look at being in the 20% tax bracket on the difference of that interest, plus you're looking at, what, $1,500 a month over $18,000 a year would look like in a second job for you or your spouse taxed at 20%. Now you're up to $20,000 plus all the extra interest paid. You're almost saving through tax incentives and not having to work with all the payroll tax and coming out as much as $30,000 a year. That changes your life. Now, if you have no unsecured debt, no problem. But even on KRDO radio, there's only 2 out of 5 of you that don't have unsecured debt. That's where I want to have a conversation. Now, 3 out of 4, 75% of you, I will walk through a clear course of action without having to refinance your house. But if you're starting to see the water come up to your neck, and it might go over your nose where you possibly can't breathe anymore within your budget, and there's a chance that you'll have a late unsecured debt or mortgage payment, you need to call me before you get to the next stoplight at 719-330-1457. Because interest rates, 50% chance they're going to go up more. And if you can't get ahead of your budget, or even more than that, you can't get ahead of a retirement plan, you've got to do this debt consolidation now. Justin Hermes shared with you in our conversation on how to win in purchasing or buying a house in a high rate environment. I talked to you about how you can refinance and save up to $800 to $1,500 a month in your budget. That's $18,000 a year. And if you really want to do two things, one, if you are making those payments and it is difficult, painful, but not impossible, once you refinance, you can take all of that $1,500 and put it back towards your principal. And instead of having 28 years left on your mortgage like you have right now, that literally would bring it down to a 12-year mortgage. Literally knocking off 15 years. Plus, now that becomes a retirement asset for you, where you can actually get ahead of the game and win in a high interest rate environment. And if you've got so much debt that you can't move, even though you're budging at the seams with kids, call me and you and I can do a debt consolidation purchase. Take all that equity that you have, pay off your unsecured debt, buy a new home. You just don't put 30 to 35% down. All of these are ways for you to win in a high interest rate environment. Please call me, reach out to me at 719-330-1457 if you want to be part of the private movie event that I have to make a difference, watching the amazing film, The Sound of Freedom. It's falling out of theaters, and you can get a complimentary ticket if you want to make a difference and you're within our tribe. I want you to call me at 719-330-1457. And as I state at the end of every show, go grow and prosper. Tell someone close to you that you love them. Save a child, because nothing else is going to matter. Not your home, not your mortgage, or not your budget. Just remember that you have a friend. Call me at 719-330-1457. You've been listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed.
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.
You got trouble, and I got them too. There isn't anything.